Presidential dreams in Iowa. I'm Kathleen Maloney, Fox News. Republican hopefuls descending upon Iowa Saturday. It was the annual Roast and Ride gathering hosted by Senator Joni Ernst. But the candidate who wasn't there captured the headlines.
The candidates criticized Biden administration policies and tackled the expected issues, Washington spending, the southern border. But a rather unusual subject came up as well, Kim Jong-un. This was sparked by a Truth Social post by former president and candidate Donald Trump, where he congratulated the North Korean leader for his country being appointed to the World Health Organization's executive board. The campaign went on to take a shot at Governor DeSantis, considered to be Trump's top competitor in the race, a race that will grow this week. The AP is reporting that former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will announce a run on Tuesday. Multiple reports have North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum entering the race on the 7th, the same day as former Vice President Mike Pence.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. Now that a debt ceiling deal has been signed into law, one lawmaker has an idea to help the country avoid another brush with default.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is suggesting the government establish a risk management team to identify any dangers to U.S. credit.
Taking on this on seriously every day. What's the risk we're taking if we don't do that?
Bank of America CEO Brian Moynihan says this debt ceiling episode should also spark a different debate in Congress.
We need to have a serious discussion about how much debt we can have in this country, how much we could afford and how it's spent.
Both appeared on CBS Face the Nation. The signed debt deal will push another default crisis off until after the next presidential election. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And another body has been pulled from that Iowa building collapse. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
A scare in the air in the nation's capital. A sonic boom was heard in and around Washington, D.C. The Annapolis, Maryland Office of Emergency Management says the loud noise was caused by an authorized Pentagon flight. It was apparently responding to an unauthorized flight that entered Washington airspace and may have crashed. Fox's Chad Pergram with reaction at the Capitol.
They didn't dump the building. I think that's important to point out because they didn't perceive this as a threat, but it also attests to just how good some of the security features are now at the Capitol, that they are aware of these types of things. There is a system in place to deter errant aircraft. And I think the main thing that they were worried about was that this was a very peculiar flight path by this plane, and it was unresponsive.
Investigators are reportedly searching for a downed Cessna in the Stanton Blue Ridge Parkway region. The prime suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway is expected to be on American soil this week after facing new charges.
We do expect Jeroen van der Sloot to answer to those charges of wire fraud and extortion in Birmingham. But first, the FBI will need to take him into custody. An official with Interpol told us that van der Sloot was expected to arrive at a maximum security prison in Lima, Peru. We're told the Dutch national will undergo some medical tests at this new facility. He'll be temporarily currently housed at before he's handed over to Interpol, which will then hand Vandersloot over to the FBI for extradition.
Fox's Charles Watson. In India, the devastating train crash is being blamed on an error in the signaling system. A senior railway official says a preliminary investigation revealed that a signal was given to the high-speed express train to run on the main track line, but that signal was later changed. 275 people were killed on Friday's.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.